And today we're talking about really doing something there, travelling and running marathons.
I know. But for me, that's just a ridiculous combination. But I do realise that there are some very sporty people out there who actually do plan for these things, my brother being one of them, and a few of your colleagues at News Talk ZB as well.
Yes, Neva Retamanu. Yes, Kerry Woodham.
Yeah, I know. What about you?
Hello. Come on. I'm a cyclist.
Yes. Well, I'd struggle to cycle 42 kilometres. But however, some people do like to run it, even though they've probably got a perfectly good car. And so I have written a blog post that's actually gone gangbusters. And so I thought I'd just share that today because I've listed my picks for the best marathons to run around the world in 2013. I've got links to the site so you can jump on there and sign up and the dates. And and a little bit of an overview about some that I think are quirky and some that I think are probably must-dos.
What I like about it is you've done it in chronological order as well. So if you're looking forward, if you want to do one in April, you can do Paris or Boston in May. You can do the Great Wall Marathon in China, et cetera, et cetera. It's very good.
Yes, but you'd better get your skates on if you haven't started your training for those first two iconic ones. But the Great Wall, I had a friend do the Great Wall Marathon, and she said it's quite a shuffle because the wall is quite narrow, as you would know, and there's lots of stairs up and down everywhere. So in the end, it's not so much striding it along and running. It's more shuffling behind a few thousand other people. But hey, you know, to say you've done the Great Wall Marathon, that's pretty cool.
You've actually written that there's 5,164 steps in that marathon. Isn't it?
Some people will be going, wow, fantastic, I'm putting my shoes on, we're off. But the big game, the big five marathons through the game reserves in South Africa that Neva's going to do, this really is out there in the reserves. It's not running along the road where you're safely protected by the fences. This has actually got rangers are standing by to just, you know, protect you from marauding beasts. And it's just you and your Nikes, pretty much. It'll be amazing to hear how she goes on that one.
Yes, she looks tasty. What else is quirky?
Well, I quite like the Reggae Marathon. I follow them on Twitter too because that's at the end of the year in December, and so they've only obviously just done the 2012 one, and it's all about the music all the way round, and the kind of stalls are set up, and then the winner gets a Bob Marley award, and I just think that would be really fabulous to go and run that. I've been to Jamaica, and it's really, I mean, reggae is the undercurrent of every single piece of music you hear, whether it be Kenny Rogers or whatever, there's got a reggae beat to it, so that would be just superb. And of course Athens is coming up to 2,500 years ago when the first marathon was ever run between Marathon and Athens, which is a distance of 42.195 kilometres, and that today is the distance of the marathon.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it? And in fact, the guy who did that to inform them that there'd been a great victory in a war with the Spartans, I think it was, actually said we won and then died.
Yes, but there's a few medical, people around these days with this current marathon, so that shouldn't happen if you're well hydrated and fully trained, which I'm sure he probably wasn't 2,500 years ago. Of course, the Sydney Marathon is another icon, but that's in September with 35,000 people running over the Harbour Bridge. The Auckland Marathon, which I suppose is where we should all start. I say we, but it's not really me.
Yeah. There are some, though, that are truly huge. You know, everyone knows about the New York Marathon, the Boston Marathon as well, also the London Marathon these days. Yeah. Now, the thing about them, though, is that they're so huge worldwide that you've got to get in early also to register it, just to be able to enter the thing.
Yeah, you do. And so this blog has got those links. Some of them, you know, almost a year in advance, and then some of them you go into a ballot. You certainly do with the New York Marathon, and of course that was cancelled last year, so everyone who had entered and was accepted will have automatic entry into this year. So it'll be interesting to see probably the pandemonium and trying to get into this year's New York Marathon, given that happened. And there's a marathon in Antarctic. I actually haven't included that in this list, but I probably should, because that would be quite something, don't you think?
Oh God,
I can't even imagine what footwear you'd wear for that. No shoes or something.
With crampons as well. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, gosh, it sounds horrendous.
Doesn't it? This is all good stuff. If you're thinking of running a marathon and thinking of doing it in somewhere exotic, go to Megan's website, that is bloggeratlarge.com, for the best marathons to do in 2013. And Megan, thanks once again for your time this morning.